Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
Speaking in tongues and the Catholic Church, today on Made for Glory. If you've ever been to a charismatic prayer group or service at a Catholic church or been to a Pentecostal church before, you've probably heard people praying in tongues or speaking in tongues, and it can sound like nonsense. And so the question that a lot of people ask when they encounter that is like, what is this? What does this have to do with in Acts chapter 2 when they began to speak in different languages? And why is it important? Is this part of our faith? Do we need to speak in tongues? All those things, which are really, really good questions. And so first and foremost, recognizing the history of the church, that we've had different varieties of tongues. We've had people that have spoken in different languages, like we see in Acts chapter 2. The Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles. They begin to preach and proclaim, and every single person hears them in their own languages. I've actually known people that have had that gift before. They've spoken in countries where they didn't know the language, and they had an interpreter on standby, and they're like, why isn't the interpreter say anything? And it was actually because without knowing it, they were speaking and the people were hearing them in their own language. Again, just a work of God and just a manifestation of the power of God and his desire for people to communicate clearly. Because tongues really has to do with communication. It has to do with being able to speak in a way that people can understand. And so we talk about praying in tongues, which is what most people have experienced at a prayer service or at a charismatic renewal experience. What is that exactly? And obviously it's different than speaking in different languages, but it does have to do with communication. That when people pray in tongues, what they're experiencing is a prayer that transcends words, transcends human speech. And so it's them speaking a word to God and helping them to enter deeper into that mystery of God's love for them. Now, Paul cautions the people of Corinth, especially who are really keen on always praying in tongues, not to look like crazy people when they do it, not to do it in such a way. If an unbeliever walks into church, St. Paul would say, and everybody's speaking in tongues, he's going to think you're mad. That's what he said. So and instead to recognize that this is at the service of the church and service of others in service of ourselves too, that to pray in tongues is a good thing, but it's not the most important thing. And so when we think about that, no matter where you are with believing in the gift of tongues or not believing in the gift of tongues, that all of us are called to be open to the movements of the Holy Spirit. And that includes the way we communicate. That includes the way that we pray. Because one of the things I found in people who pray in tongues very often, who are open to the charismatic gifts of the Spirit, you might view them with suspicion, but they're usually the ones who are open to allowing their mouth to be moved by God to speak, to testify, to evangelize. And so if you are not keen on speaking or evangelizing or testifying, then maybe you need to become more open to the movements of the Holy Spirit in your own life. Maybe you need to pray and say, Holy Spirit, use even my tongue, use even my mouth, my lips, my words. May it all give glory to your name and empower me to say what you want me to say. There's a great line that Paul says where he says that the Spirit himself intercedes within us with inexpressible groanings, with sighs too deep for words, that we want to transcend even what I'm able to concoct in my own head and my own heart with the words that I speak by praying in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so for us also too, recognizing that Paul would go on to say that as important as tongues are or prophecy, that the most important of the gifts, the most important manifestation of the Holy Spirit is love, is the way that we love our neighbor. And so if you are someone who loves speaking in tongues or someone who thinks it's ridiculous, in a sense that both of us, all of us are called to be moved by the Spirit, to become men and women transformed by the love of God and the way that we share that love with one another.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.